This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Morning, darling.
Good morning, Anastasia.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
We are finally equal.
We are. Oh, I reckon we were all along,
yeah,
but in
exactly.
Law we are now.
Of course we are. How fantastic. How quickly did that happen?
What a big night.
I wasn't expecting it yesterday at all.
Were you watching?
I never put the telly on, but something told me put the telly on while I was having my dinner.
The telly?
And bang, it was on.
It was on.
It was on, and I was like, oh my God, it's actually happened.
I was in my hot yoga class.
Oh, so you didn't know about it?
No,
you
I
got
didn't
out.
Know about it, but when I got out, everyone went, oh, congratulations.
How did you feel initially?
Very emotional. Oh my goodness. But quite surreal. Has it really happened?
Yeah, I was the same. I had to put on our Facebook page, Anastasia Warren, if you want to check it out. Has it really happened? Because I just wasn't I wasn't registering that it actually happened. So I think it's really wonderful. I can finally have my big fat Greek
you can have your
one
Greek
eyebrow wedding.
To Stacey.
You know what I mean? Not Stacey, I'm over the robot. I want a human this time and a really hairy one.
You want a human?
That's not including you.
But I thought, the whole thing, the lead up to that vote was so long. And then from that to this, it seems to have gone so quickly. Hey, coming up this hour, we're going to talk about that. Plus,
who's going to be my bridesmaid?
You've got a really good.
There's so much to think about, Warren. We're getting married now, darling.
We are.
Maybe that's what's happened.
Because we've been permitted to.
Yes, exactly.
I think it's being signed into law this morning, if I'm correct.
How fantastic is it?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It's wonderful. We're going to dedicate the whole show to marriage equality today, aren't we?
Yeah. If any proposals have happened,
yes.
Or whatever, if you want to
propose on our show, just come on in.
Come on in.
Just a message on 0427 Joy 949 and we're happy to give you a ceremony.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Father Warren.
There's a hashtag trending.
Is there?
There's a hashtag trending.
Right.
I'm a bit nervous to say it, but I'm going to say it. It's hashtag eat shit Lyle.
You're kidding.
No, it's trending all over Twitter at the moment, globally in fact.
You're kidding.
As a result of the, the marriage equality being passed yesterday.
So eat shit Lyle is the hashtag.
Is the hashtag that's trending globally.
Wow.
So, you know, of course, being the head of the Christian lobby that was
leading
that horrible campaign against us. I don't know, but what do you reckon?
I'd add fresh in the mix of that one.
Would you add fresh to it?
Oh, look, you know, what do you want me to think? Absolutely, go for it. I agree with it.
It's sort of letting off steam, isn't it?
Absolutely.
After the horrible...
We've got every right. I'm not going to be a little good girl about this.
I agree.
He did everything. He's not for us. He's against us. And he's done everything in his power to be against us. So, bloody hell. I'd be saying a lot more than if I could on radio. So, yeah. No, I embrace it.
Yeah, I wonder what else.
What about you? How do you feel about it?
Oh, absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely. I think the whole lead up to yesterday was appalling.
Yeah, exactly.
And the good thing about it that I'm so happy about is it's just, imagine the message it's sending to young kids.
Yeah, I feel that way about it. I'd love to, Tony Abbott, a bit of fury came up for me as well, with him as well, so.
Well, he turned around and made some supportive comments in the end. And I just can't help but I can't take that seriously.
Yeah.
After the campaign that he fought beforehand, and then all of a sudden, when it becomes popular again, he has to jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't know, where's the integrity?
There is no integrity
there as a you'd almost sort of respect him for keeping with his, you know, his values, wouldn't you? Rather than just switching. So I found that really frustrating, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But it's good. So let's get it out. Let's, you know.
Absolutely.
Celebrate it.
The question now is that this bill be agreed to. All those of that opinion say aye.
Aye.
To the contrary, no. I think the ayes have it. This bill has been agreed to. The Prime Minister.
Big day for us, Anastasia.
Amazing. So good.
How fantastic. I think we should practice saying some vows. What do you reckon?
Okay, sure.
Yeah? All right, let's do it. You start.
You are the first person.
person I want to see in the morning and the last at night. I look forward to loving the smallest moments, like your eyes while you toss. Like your eyes while you toss your hair, spin a coin into a fountain and make a wish for us. You are my wish come true.
I take thee to be my wife and promise to look into your eyes just like I do now, with love and soulful amazement.
I vow to make my life forever yours and build my dreams around you.
I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with you.
I promise to be the man that I see now in your eyes, today, tomorrow, and for always.
And I vow to make you happy, to make you laugh, and to always be there for you.
Oh,
how nice is that?
That's beautiful.
What do we say now? I do.
I do.
We want to know.
No, not I do yet. We've got more vows to get through.
Oh, we've got more. We'll do some more. We'll do some more later on.
We came, we saw, and love finally conquered. Marriage equality is finally the law of the land, and we are so proud of Australia.
It's Alex Greenwich from Australian Marriage Equality with Anastasia and Warren for breakfast. How good is that? The news last night that it has passed. What happened to that couple that said they wouldn't get married? Remember they said they'd get divorced?
Oh, yes. They said they'd get divorced. They're already married.
They've officially chickened out.
Oh, of course they have.
They have officially chickened out.
So what's happened?
So it says here, my previous public comments regarding civil divorce never envisaged me separating from my wife, but rather our marriage from the state. The legislation currently makes it untenable for us to do this under the law. The point we were highlighting, and that still stands, however, is the fact that a redefinition of marriage changes the agreement under which we were originally married.
What you should be highlighting is that you're homophobic.
Yeah.
And let's not sugarcoat that you're a twit.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. They say we will not be making any further comments. So
I bet you won't. I wouldn't be either if I was you, buddy.
They've backtracked. They opened their mouth. They said they were going to divorce, and now, of course, they're not going to.
Yeah.
In other words, what are they? Full of crap.
Crap! You can say it, Warren.
Full of crap.
For someone who grew up feeling on the brink of suicide, seriously, as so many of us have, because we felt unwanted, unloved, we felt loathed, to feel so loved now and to see that Parliament nearly tip over in support for us was an amazing feeling. And it was the people of Australia and all of us, I'm sure, feel incredibly indebted and grateful to you that when it was put to you, you had our back.
You look so beautiful to me today, but know that you always look beautiful to me and will always be this beautiful to me tomorrow and the next day and the next. As gorgeous as you are right here and right now, I will only love you more and more each day.
You are the woman with whom I choose to spend the rest of my life. Every hour of every day, I pledge to be living for you and for the family we build together.
When you are thirsty, I will offer you sukkah.
What's sukkah?
When you are hungry, I will give you sustenance. When you tire, I will give you the endurance to continue. When you are joyous, I will grant you my voice. All this I pledge to you.
I promise to learn from you day by day in all things with faithfulness and love.
I vow that you shall be the most important person in my life, above all others, and that no one will ever stand between us.
Mine's gone off the screen. With this ring, I take thee to be my wife. I pledge my troth.
Troth? Or troth?
Troth and enter into the holy bonds of matrimony.
I do.
What?
There is no day that I am prouder to be Australian than today, because not only did you see the Parliament at its finest, you also saw the nation at its finest. Yes. When people came together and made the case for change, and the beauty of this outcome is that everybody owns the result.
It's Tim Wilson speaking on yesterday's historic day.
Yeah, it was such an incredible day, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
And it still is.
Yeah, I still can't believe that it's actually
happened.
Look,
I think I'm still a little bit shell-shocked, to be honest. It hasn't really kicked in for me.
Because if you think about us, you know, we're probably, halfway through our lives, and we've just...
Well, I don't know about you. I'm not halfway through. Talk about yourself, buddy.
It's, you know, and for the first half, it just wasn't possible.
Yeah.
It wasn't even an option.
It was never, ever an option.
Now, imagine those who are a lot older in our community who never envisaged this day. They must be so excited.
Well, you know what? We've got Neville, who's 98, can finally marry his partner, who's 74.
Oh.
They've been together for 39 years.
Oh, how good's that?
So they were really, really excited about yesterday, so they can finally make it.
They got their wedding plans all organised?
Well, I don't think they've planned it yet, but they haven't got a lot of time. So they better get cracking.
How good's that?
They just made it, darling.
We've also got to acknowledge those whose partners are no longer with us, because of course it would be sad for them. They'll be happy for everyone, but of course
absolutely.
It might bring back some memories. So we do feel for those older members of our community.
Yeah,
as well.
It's a bittersweet day.
For someone who grew up feeling on the brink of suicide, seriously, as so many of us have, because we felt unwanted, unloved, we felt loathed, to feel so loved now and to see that Parliament nearly tip over in support for us was an amazing feeling. And it was the people of Australia and all of us, I'm sure, feel incredibly indebted and grateful to you that when it was put to you, you had our back.
How good is that? She sums it up perfectly.
Magda Zabanski rocks. She's so beautiful.
Yeah, I think she sums it up just the best.
Yeah.
That's it for us.
Oh, my God, are we getting married again?
We're going to get married again.
I'm going to be at your trough. Yeah. Is it trough?
Trough. Did I say trough? No, trough.
Yeah.
That's right. That's it for us.
Yes. We'll be back next week.
Next week.
Imagine how I'd be so smashed at our wedding because I wouldn't want to get through it.
Yeah. I do.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.